sit back, stand idle and by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, August 29th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up for you today, but I want to start out by giving a live mention to Matt over at the TP campground in Mackinac City. Located at 11262 US 23, right on the shores of Lake Huron. Fantastic family-owned business, has been in the family for 56 years. I'm 67, going to be 68 in January. These guys have basically owned this beautiful location right on the shores of Lake Huron. If you get out on the beach, on the shoreline, and you look west, you can almost think in your brain that you could hit a driver to the apex of the Mackinac Bridge. If you look to the northeast, you see Mackinac Island and, of course, the jewel, the Grand Hotel. Well, I'm excited because next year, Ms. Vicky and I are going to be camping right there on lot 27. I just spoke to Matt a couple of minutes ago. He's booked a reservation for only 2 days out of the whole summer. Is that lot available right on the beach, right there on the shore of Lake Huron? So we're excited. We'll be camping on August 17th, 18th, doing the show live from the TP campground. Family-owned business right there in Mackinac City. So thank you for that, Matt. You'll be helping us celebrate our anniversary on the island, and greatly appreciate you doing that for us. He said, Randy, we are completely booked out on that site for generations. You almost have to have somebody die in order for that lot to be available. So greatly appreciate it. He had 2 days opening. It definitely was a God thing. He was able to squeeze us in there. We greatly appreciate it. We've got other things happening in Lansing we're going to be talking about today. We also have some great interviews with some folks, our radio family sponsors. We're going to be talking with Tim Roberts here at the bottom of the half hour from Patriots Relief, the CBD products made here in Michigan, Michigan-owned company. We're going to have a history lesson conversation with Pastor Rusty Chatfield in the second hour from 10 to 11. And then we've got a few other folks that we're going to be talking to. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, just please be on topic to the conversation. And if you have any videos or long stories you would like me to look at, please text them to me after the show. 12 noon when the music starts, greatly appreciate you doing that for me. One of the things that is very interesting is the feedback that is coming from the media regarding the House budget that passed this week. $78.5 billion, $6 billion less than what Governor Whitmer wanted and the Senate Democrats. Well, there's going to be some discussions happening going forward, whether or not the Senate Democrats will get on board, whether the governor's willing to sign it, all kinds of stories coming out of Lansing today as well. So get some more coffee, sit back, enjoy today's show. We got lots of information, lots of family members coming on. Our radio sponsors greatly appreciate you guys. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Kind of an interesting story that caught my eye last night as I was prepping for today's show, looking at various news stories that were running all over the place. Well, the Democrat chair of the Michigan Democrat Party, Curtis Hertel Jr., has publicly admonished and censored some Democrats who came out and attended a fundraising event for independent candidate running for governor next year, who is actually a Democrat, Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit. Billboards are up all over the highways and byways of Michigan already. America's most effective mayor. And then a big picture of his big smiling face. Well, he doesn't want to compete in the Democrat primary next year against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson as a Democrat. He wants to avoid the primary altogether in August 4th, actually, next year, 2026. Now, it's kind of interesting because he's doing that, number one, so that he doesn't have to run to the left to look like a progressive Democrat in order to win that Democratic primary. He also can avoid the August primary by running as an independent. He's only on the November ballot next year. And his slogan, his tagline, things that he's said already out there is, if you're fed up with the Republican Party just as much as the Democrat Party in the state of Michigan, I'm your man. Vote for me to be the independent governor that the state of Michigan needs next year. Well, as a result, some Republicans and some Democrats have come out publicly and supported him. Well, at an event, I believe it was in Detroit or Oakland County, I forget where it was actually located, there was a lot of Democrats attending this event for Mike Duggan, Democrat running as an independent. Curtis Hertel immediately said, I'm looking forward to these Democrat elected officials as they run as independents next year with Mike Duggan. You're not going to be allowed to run as a Democrat next year. Why is he taking this tactic? Because he doesn't want Democrats crossing over, voting for all the Democrats on the ballot except for governor, and then crossing over and voting for Duggan as an independent in November 2026 election. He wants them to stay home. He wants them to vote for Benson, Gilchrist, or Swanson, who one of the three ultimately will be their nominee. Well, on the Republican side of the fence, current State Senator Jim Runstead is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Why? Well, he's term limited out. He can't run again. So Jim, basically a week after Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel Jr. said he would no longer provide the Democrats' voting list to Democrats running for any seats this fall and next year, if they support independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan. Well, the Michigan Republican Party chair, Jim Runstead, said yesterday that he has no intentions of penalizing any Republicans who come out and support Mike Duggan. Runstead said the ones supporting Duggan on his side are not your regular hardcore Republicans. Among certain donors, there are a few that have given Duggan the bare minimum, but yet they haven't publicly endorsed him. Maybe they've had some friendship with him in the past, but we're not seeing the major defection that we're seeing on the other side. I can see why Hertel is terrified, Runstead said. He sees the writing on the wall. Now, first of all, you have to look at the final analysis. Runstead said the bark will be off of Mayor Duggan as a hardcore leftist Democrat who supported both President Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden. In addition, Duggan supports ranked choice voting. He also is pro-choice. Anything goes, abortions, not a problem for Duggan. So the bottom line is very simple, folks. Real Republicans, they're not going to vote for this guy. Like Runstead says, once the bark's off, once you actually get down to the meat of the tree, you're going to know who this guy is. And he's not worried that any real Republicans will not vote for him. But on the other side, the Democrats, they're freaking out. Because if Duggan, as an independent, gets enough Democrats to vote for him in what they're hoping would be a losing race, then the Republican would win the governorship. If the Democrats are split between the Democrat candidate and independent candidate Mike Duggan, the Republican wins the governorship. It's that simple. So that's why basically Hertel is going ballistic on the Democrats right now. Now, one of the former Republican lawmakers from Plymouth Township, Kurt Heiss, former state representative, Rhino, not a conservative, very much a Bill Milliken, Rick Snyder moderate Republican. Well, he is supporting Duggan for governor. Made a statement he would hope that the Michigan Republican Party doesn't follow the Democratic States Party in penalizing folks who openly back Duggan's independent gubernatorial campaign. Earlier this month, the Detroit News reported Hertel's action to cut off access to the major voter data program, the Democrats' walking list, the Democrats' list of donors and people that usually allow signs to be put up in their yards, plus make major donations to campaigns. Well, their Democratic version is called the Voter Action Network database. Well, guess what? Any elected official or party member that is listed as a Duggan supporter or endorses Duggan, Hertel's going to cut him off. In his statement to MERS, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel, a previous East Lansing legislator, said for Democrats who attended Duggan's formal rally last week, oh, that's right, it was in Detroit, Michigan Grand Central Station. Have you guys seen that? They have completely renovated it, and it is on my bucket list. The next time I'm in Detroit, I want to go see this thing. Well, he held a big rally there, and a lot of Democrats showed up. University of Michigan Regent Denise Illich, Little Caesars, the Illich family, the Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Red Wings, she was at the rally. And man, that ticked off Curtis Hertel. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this goes. But the Republican chair, Runstead, yeah, not so much worried about it. Some of the Rhinos might support him, but the hardcore Republicans, they're not going to support him. Well, here's what Heiss basically went on to say. Being a state representative from 2010 through 2016, also, I was chair of the House Criminal Justice Committee. Prior to my time in Lansing, I sat on the Wayne County Environmental Department as its director. and I also served as the mayor's deputy in Dearborn Heights. He described Hertel's comment about what he was going to do to cut off Democrats from the voters list being pretty heavy-handed, obviously showing that the Democrats are afraid of Duggan. I think Duggan's going to pull a lot of support from the Democratic side and also from the Republican side. Databases and voter lists and everything, there are going to be plenty of sources out there for these candidates. But I think it's very intimidating and, frankly, unnecessary, Heiss said. If you're trying to build a political party, you've got to be hopeful to have a big tent. And you should not be driving people away. You need to find ways to bring people in. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how the parties move going forward. Now, part of this turnout demonstrates the difficulties Democrats have had recently with the Michigan Arab American community. Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, Hamtramck, large major Muslim populations. Well, lately, they're leaning Republican. National exit poll, more than 1,300 voters from the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, show that Arab American support for Democratic presidential nominee shrinking. Went previously from 2020, when Biden supposedly won the election, became president, they were voting at 65-70% Democrat. Last year, November 5th, 2024, under 50%. Majority of American Arabs voted for Donald Trump. Heiss said the Michigan Democratic Party's decision to discontinue data access to the Democrats, as well as Mo Baydoun, Dearborn Heights City Council president, who is likely going to become Dearborn Heights city mayor this November, is not going to like being treated this way from the Democrat Party. It'd be interesting to see if Duggan and Jim Runstad, the Republican leader, not actually tried to help Baydoun win that mayorship. Heiss went on to say there's a lot of people fence mending with the Democrats, that they need to do this within the Arab American community as well. I was born and raised in Dearborn. I worked in Dearborn Heights for 8 years. I know that community very well. And I know the current Dearborn Heights mayor, Bill Bozzi, took a look at the fact that he got a ton of heat for coming out and endorsing President Donald Trump last year. I'm telling you, this community is leaning Republican, and all that Hertel is doing is ticking the Democrats off even more, especially in Dearborn and Dearborn Heights. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.